The Victoria Symphony will tune their instruments and ready the barge for the return of one of summer's most spectacular spectacles, Symphony Splash. Music is one of the great ways we connect to each other and build and share community. Through its accessible, no-cost programming, Symphony Splash helps make those vital connections possible, while empowering and showcasing local artists. A true win-win for everyone, said Lara Jarrett, Director of Social Purpose, Partnerships and Engagement for the BC Lottery Corporation, which has partnered with Victoria Symphony to stage the event. The symphony celebrates its 85th anniversary this year and to celebrate has announced the beloved Floating Inner Harbor concert is back after a five-year hiatus. The announcement comes with a new twist as it will expand to a two-day event, scheduled for August 2nd and 3. The ever-popular festival has not been held in the Inner Harbor since 2019, with the 2020 and 2021 renditions cancelled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Renditions of the concert since the pandemic ended were held on land as part of the Splash Around Town festival. The festival's programming will include appearances by the 90 members of the National Youth Orchestra, Juno Award-winning Indigenous vocalists Sally Cardinal and Shawnee Kish, Sal Ferreras and his Latin jazz sextet, and the Victoria Symphony over its two-day run. Symphony Splash Weekend will be one of many events from the symphony as they celebrate 85 years. Find more details at victoriasymphony.ca/2025-26-season. Plan your adventures throughout the West Coast at westcoasttraveler.com and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The West Coast Traveler. And for the top West Coast travel stories of the week delivered right to your inbox, sign up for our weekly Armchair Traveler newsletter.